This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, September 14th. While wheat prices reacting to the USDA's latest report from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat also was higher. You know, lower world stocks at this time, those numbers offered much needed support. We haven't seen the world stock numbers go down in quite a while, and that's what has really been hampering wheat really for over a year now. We know that we had the spring wheat issue earlier in the summer, and it made the market rally to a high that we hadn't seen in quite a while. So the fact that we're starting to reduce those numbers is like the helping the market. Now, let's not forget that wheat has been oversold for a little while now. We've got a little bit of support, and we've got, you know, a couple of days in a row that's given it somewhat of a lift.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 1.25 at 426. September corn was down 1.5 at 341. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for September ended the day up 20, ranging from 510 to 532. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for September were up 17.5, ranging from 534.5 to 574.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for September were up 1.75, ranging from 733.5 to 753.5. Live cattle for October were up $1.27.5 at 107.67.5. September feeder cattle were up 62.5 at 148.80, and September class 3 milk was down 4 cents at 16.28. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.